This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 46 for Thursday, September 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola Futures gave up much of its gains on Thursday as most prices turned lower in the last hour of trading. The November canola contract gains $1.70 at $8.92.50 per ton. The January contract dips 50 cents at $8.75.60 per ton. There's support from gains in Chicago soybeans and soy oil. Additional support is from increases in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed, while lower Chicago soy meal weighs on values. A trader says it's important for canola, and in particular the front months, to remain aggressively expensive as to kill demand. In turn, this is also leading to the rolling out of the front months and into cheaper positions. The Canadian dollar is stronger, with the loonie at 79.62 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 79.32. Saskatchewan reports its province-wide harvest of all crops is at 36% complete for a gain of 7 points on the week. There's an extremely rare occurrence of feed wheat heading to Manitoba from Richardson and Hamilton via Thunder Bay. The westward movement of the 12,000 tons of wheat highlights how much the drought has devastated prairie crops and its cattle industry. The United States Department of Agriculture reports weekly export sales of wheat exceed 295,000 tons for the week ending August 26. Corn exports have a large net reduction of nearly 301,000 tons of old crop, but are countered by new crop sales of 1.16 million tons. Soybean export sales include 68,000 tons of old crop and more than 2.13 million tons of new crop. Soy meal sales tally 17,700 tons of old crop and almost 397,000 tons of new crop, with soy oil at 4,100 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Thursday. The November contract rises 5.5 cents at $12.83 per bushel. October soy oil climbs just over 0.75 cents at 58.87 U.S. cents per pound. October soy meal pulls back $3.60 at $3.37.20 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Thursday. The December contract is up 3 cents at $5.25.5 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract gaining 5.5 cents at $5.06. Wheat futures are higher as well on Thursday. Chicago December rises 3 cents at 7.17. Kansas City December is up a nickel at 7.09. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is up a half cent at 8.99. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, September 2nd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.